This morning's reading from Precious Promises is called God's Masterpiece, and the text is Genesis 1, verse 26 and 27. Though man came after the beasts, he did not evolve from them. He is distinct. Both have a common creator, but not a common nature. Man's physical makeup is different, but he was different in another way, because he was made in the image of God. The image of God is not a physical thing. The Bible says God is a spirit. God the Son later took human form, but he did not have that form when he made the world. The image of God is a spiritual thing. Man is like God in that he is essentially a spirit, though God is an uncreated and underived spirit. With regard to man's spiritual makeup, Genesis 2 verse 7 shows that the soul was not generated with the body, but was a separate creation. Man's spiritual endowments include the following. First of all, freedom of will. Because he was made holy, his will inclined to right. Second, self-consciousness, that is, the consciousness of being a person. As somebody has said, not merely does thinking go on within me, but it is that I think. Third, immortality. God lives from eternity because he never had a beginning. Man lives to eternity. And fourth, conscience. Conscience sets man apart from the animals who have no moral sense. An animal may be taught that it is not to do certain things, but it is because these things are contrary to its master's wish, not because they are wrong. Man's being made in the image of God shows the sacredness of human life, and that it is impossible to worship God when you curse man. James 3 verse 8 and 9 says, "But the tongue can no man tame, it is an unruly evil, full of deadly poison. Therewith bless we God, even the Father, and therewith curse we men which are made after the similitude of God." Salvation renews the image of God and carries with it the promise of great glory. Colossians 3 verse 10 tells us that regenerate men are renewed in the image of God. Romans 8 verse 29 says, "For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son." And 2 Corinthians 3 verse 18 says, "But we all with an open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord."